Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can support the program. You can send us contact information, or rather, you can click on the contact tab, is what I meant to say, and send us information like feedback and everything else. So if you'd like to do that, CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, follow us at Alston Saint on Twitter. That's at Alston Saint on Twitter. And we tweet out the episodes every single day. So at Alston Saint. Remember, we have two programs, one at 3 o'clock in the morning and one at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the 3 o'clock in the morning program also airs at midnight. Both of them are at WEZE 590 AM. And the afternoon program is right here on WROL 950 AM. Well, Father Adriano Zandana, we hear from on Fridays. And of course, these are previously aired programs as he's studying world communications. But here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, Father Bob, dear friend. Hello, everyone of you. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again. Well, when the crusade is finished, I'll come back with the reflection in order to wrap up the reflection about the Ten Commandments. Well, today I'm gonna talk a little bit about anxiety. Oh my gosh. Every one of us has been struggling with anxiety in some point at these hard times, trying times, you know, the coronavirus thing and financial crisis. And sometimes we don't see what God is working for us. It's hard. It's hard to believe without seeing anything. But we need to learn how to deal with it, because anxiety is always there trying to make us sad, make us a slave of a lot of worries and pain, and we need to get through this. Well, we all have stress in our lives, don't we? There is no doubt about that, but we can easily see that people are living with more stress than ever before. We all have too much to do. In our lives, all of that stress, all of that worry, all of that anxiety builds up. And if we don't learn how to deal with it in a healthy, productive way, we end up broken down, wheels spinning, not getting anything done or going to anywhere. Today, every one of us is anxious at some point. It seems that our brains have become addicted to activity, and because of that, it has gotten more and more difficult to stop our thoughts and quiet our minds, and it ends up damaging our health. In addition, our senses and brains are constantly bombarded by a flood of information, sometimes misinformation, which leaves us overstimulated. We feel we must constantly be doing something. Through our smartphones, computers, TVs, and Fitbits, we are permanently connected. And we end up craving more and more. More information, more stimulation, more pleasure, more excitement. And sometimes we don't feel like we've accomplished anything at the end of the day. And we have a hard time logging off to get a good night's sleep. In order to help people and to help you and help myself with this modern challenge, I'm going to propose some practices that will enable us to face this problem. Firstly, we should cultivate smart attitudes that will help us beat an unbalanced anxiety. An important attitude is to learn to rationalize your feelings and emotions. Let me explain what I mean. Sometimes we face problems and we get frustrated. Then negative emotion starts to build up and we get stuck. Many times we are unable to control these negative emotions, and soon we are overwhelmed with anxiety and fear, and then we can become overly dramatic. This makes a mess of our emotions, and we become too irrational to really understand what we've been going through. We lose our sense of judgment and end up seeing things that are not real. When we are flooded with emotions, we need to take a deep breath, calm down and tell ourselves that we don't need to be drowned by our reality, because God is with us and He will help us overcome our troubles by making us walk on water. It's important to remember that these feelings are irrational. They aren't real. You aren't what you're feeling. You need to analyze your feelings wisely. You should look at yourself from the outside, apart from your feelings. Your irrational feelings shouldn't guide you, leading you to anxiety. Sometimes these feelings come from our wounds, our negative experiences from the past. We need to question these unhealthy feelings and mustn't believe them so easily. This leads me to another great attitude that we can use to face anxiety. Keep our focus on the present. Most of the time our anxiety grows because we are worried about things in the future, or even worse, things in the past. This leads us to a constant state of alert in which we become dissatisfied with our current life. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus tells us that we don't need to worry about tomorrow or yesterday. Rather, we need to live in the present. We need to do our best today and trust God. The future and the past belong to Him. And we have only the present, only today, to build our lives and make our choices. Let's surrender our concerns and fears to Him, because He's taking care of us today, of you right now. Please be still and trust Him. An important attitude is also to relinquish control, because when we try to control everything, it makes anxiety grow inside us. On our journey, it's very important, uncertainty as a fact of life. When we look back and we see that this pandemic wasn't expected by us, but it just came up, changing our lives, changing our behavior, changing the pattern of our economy, of our families. We need to accept uncertainty is a fact of life. We can't control everything. We can't control what other people are going to do or say, and we need to be wise enough to make better choices for ourselves as much as possible. This is why we need to give things we can't control to God. We need to trust Him, and we need to accept that His amazing love will always be with us. It's very important to act, but we shouldn't let things that are out of our control hold us back. So do not suffer for the things you can't change. Surrender them to God and let Him guide you. Because as we see in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Another very important attitude is the practice of listening to the Word of God. Every day we should take just a few minutes and open the Bible and read a few passages. It can help us a lot to deal with our anxiety. The ancient wisdom in the Bible is often profound and universal. It can speak to us through the ages and help us with our modern problems. Remember that the Bible is talking to you. Place yourself in the passages that you find. Place your own name in the passages that you see. God reveals Himself through these pages, and He can show us new ways to face our difficulties through this wonderful book. So let's talk about another step. Prayer is also extremely important, because it can lead us to overcome our weaknesses and anxiety by receiving God's power, God's help. Prayer is so important because when we pray, we are actively in the presence of the Lord of God. And when we are in His presence, He can take care of us. He can heal our pain and unhealthy feelings. And He can act upon the circumstances of our future. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus tells us to ask and we shall receive, to knock and the door will be opened for us, and seek and we shall find. That is, God wants to give us what we need, but we need to ask for it. Listen, anxiety, depression, or serious challenges can't be conquered without prayer. Prayer empowers us to face our trials. When you pray, you can face any problems. Through prayer, God can perform the impossible in your life. Yeah, pray right now. Ask for His guidance, for His help. But pray profoundly with your soul. Ask for His help because He is listening to you right now and He can change your life. Yes, your life. I'm talking to you. God can change your life because He's powerful. He loves you. Your life, your challenges, your problems matters to Him a lot. Ask for His help. He will listen to you. Through prayers, God can set us free from every evil. We need to spend time in prayer in order to grow in our relationship with God. We have to make prayer a real part of our daily lives because it will make us into the best version of ourselves. Let's pray together. Oh, our amazing Lord, please, Lord, help us to deal with our own anxiety. Set us free, Lord. Set us free from anxiety, from negative thoughts, negative feelings. Help us, Lord, to rise above them. Help us, Lord, to get through our challenges. Set us free from fear, from sadness, from depression, from anxiety. Send your Holy Spirit, Lord, upon us, lifting us up, making us into a new person, new people, Lord. Please, heal us with your powerful love. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the Catholic Church, December 8th is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. This is the patronal feast of the United States. As you know, the purpose of this program is to help listeners grow in holiness and closer to Christ. Please, therefore, consider a rosary novena in preparation for our patronal feast. The intention of these 9 days is that we may grow holier and we may grow a holier family, parish, and church. We want to become signs of Christ's love in all we do. Therefore, starting on November 30th, please begin a rosary novena. Also consider some self-denial as well during these days, such as do not use social media, or even fast from desserts, or some other decision. If possible, pray your rosary in the church in front of the tabernacle or in front of a live-streamed Eucharistic adoration online at home. Let us pray that we may grow in holiness as we prepare for the patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. In Cristo vivimos.